Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on Ledwig leaving Twitch and going to YouTube.
I have a death trap right next to me. This right here is a Twitch chat. Okay, that's going to happen a couple times. We're just going to, those are kinks. We're going to glaze over those. It'll happen a couple of times. Can we not remove the contract, YouTube overlords, please? You know, it'll happen. It's like, you know, and so YouTube chat, we'll learn that one.
Ledwig, otherwise full name known as Ledwig Anders, is leaving the platform of Twitch and going to YouTube gaming. So Ledwig is actually one of my favorite creators, I would say. I watch him pretty regularly. And this is insane news. Because Ledwig, you probably know him, if you know him from anything. You probably know him from the Subathon. You know, in the Subathon, basically, he streamed for a month straight and got the subscriber record on Twitch. We go to the all-time sub record. We have Ledwig up there with 283,000 subscribers ahead of Ninja and Critical Role and Rambu and Shroud. Yes, he is the most subscribed to person of all time on the platform that is Twitch. You may also know him for being, you know, in some videos like Valkyrae and offline TV on like Among Us, and he's gotten really involved in the streamer community. He was kind of the face of Twitch. So yeah, the face of Twitch has moved to YouTube gaming. Just think about how relevant that is. The person with the subscriber record on Twitch moved to YouTube gaming, which I just absolutely think is insane. So on Twitch, Ledwig was very successful. This was not, the reason he moved was not because he was doing badly or anything. On Twitch, he had 3.1 million followers. On YouTube, he now has 2.2. Now, although this is a big difference of like a million, it's truly not that big of a difference in the grand scheme of things. A lot of times you'll see a really big discrepancy between Twitch followers and YouTube subscribers. I don't know necessarily why. The only people who kind of, you know, break that trend is the Dream SMP people. But for a lot of people, you'll see them like really follow too on Twitch, millions, and only like, you know, maybe 100,000 on YouTube. It's just the way it goes sometimes. So Ledwig did have a pretty good kind of like ratio right here, and he decided to move to YouTube. Now he has made an announcement video on his channel 6 days ago that got 944,000 views, and that one's really funny. It's definitely well produced, and I really do enjoy it. I think it's done well. I listened to their podcast, The Yard, that him and his friends do, and him and his friends produced it, so it's a really cool video.
Better idea.
Uh-huh.
Clifford the Big Red Hog.
What? I feel like if I do a skincare routine, it plays.
If you were bald, you would never be as successful as you are now.
If you have hair, are you successful?
Yeah.
My hair on your head.
Yeah.
But on his second channel, Mogul Mail, this is kind of an advice channel. He stole like the format from Schlatt. And basically, you know, viewers, you know, emailing questions and then he responds to them. The video, Why I Left Twitch, got 1.6 million views. And, you know, I will kind of give you the little long story short right here. Basically, he was talking about YouTube and Twitch both gave him very similar offers monetary-wise. You know, he's a big name, so it was probably, you know, a large chunk of money. He can't tell us, but he said they were very similar offers. And he was trying to ask everyone around, trying to see which platform he could go to. But he just couldn't decide. They were just too close. Similar to the situation Toast was in. And he decided on flipping a coin. So Ledwig Anders was going to flip a coin to decide which platform he was going to stream on. To decide the future of his career. Crazy. So I think, you know, he set up, you know, that stream setup and flipped a coin. It landed on Twitch. And, you know, he was really relieved. Now, you're probably wondering, if it landed on Twitch, why is he not streaming on Twitch? Well, the answer lies into how, you know, the teams kind of treated him. Because, you know, he liked the YouTube team enough that when he deciding on Twitch, you know, he got them on the call and was like, hey guys, I'm going to go with Twitch. And they kind of fought for him. They gave him, you know, some, you know, different features, you know, not features, but like parts of the deal that would make it more attractive. And they really wanted him. And then, you know, just kind of for funsies, I would say, he went and he did the same thing with Twitch. He said, I decided with YouTube. It was a kind of like a impromptu marketing tactic, but Twitch did not fight for him. They kind of said something along the lines of, you know, we're just going to, you know, let you be, you know, I hope you do great things over there, but, you know, good day to you. So that's why I think Ludwig went with YouTube.
I love Twitch, but it hasn't been a two-way street. You know, it sounds so selfish, right? Like, I'm making a shit ton of money. I have a lot of fans. Everything's going well. But I feel like a whiny 8-year-old child who just wants some approval from a parent. And I never got that. I never got reached out to after the subathon. Not even like a, hey, you made us the most money anyone has ever made us in a month. Thanks. And none of that. I never got anything.
And also, it came with, you know, one of the features they did give him over Twitch is he could stream for less hours. Basically, in a contract, streaming-wise, there's a certain number of hours you have to hit streaming. And Ludwig didn't want to stream less particularly because he wanted to be a bum, but more because, you know, not having as many required streaming hours allowed him to pursue, you know, other activities that he wants to, like the podcast and other sorts of endeavors and merch and things like that. And, you know, in that same sense, he did announce that he wants to create the biggest Super Smash Bros. Tournament of all time in 2022. Super Smash Bros. Is the Nintendo game, you know, where it's all the Nintendo characters kind of fighting each other in like a Brawl-style game. And, yeah, it's really popular. And he kind of grew up on Super Smash Bros. Melee. And I don't mean like grew up like as in played as a kid, he may have. But that's the game that he kind of started to get into gaming, the gaming sphere through. And modern Super Smash Bros. Is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. So he wants to make a tournament that has like both of those games, make it the most big, like biggest prize pool ever, most competitors ever. Like that's his goal. And that's a really big goal. And the idea is that YouTube Gaming will give him more time to do that. And why this is really cool is, in my opinion, it shows YouTube Gaming definitely has some pull. Because, you know, Toast went to Twitch, and that's kind of what I expected. But Ludwig going over to YouTube Gaming was something I just did not see coming. It actually really caught me off guard. And I think this is important in a couple of ways. YouTube Gaming, most obviously, has gotten a lot of gamers. They took Courage, you know, Tim the Tatman, Dr. Lupo, well, Dr. Disrespect, even though he got banned from Twitch, so he didn't really have a choice. Who else? Typical Gamer. They took a lot of gamers. NoahJ456, I think, is on YouTube as well. Fwizz, who is the head of YouTube Gaming, you know, kind of got that FPS group and, you know, started, you know, pulling them all over to the YouTube gaming sphere, which is a really good idea because you pull like a whole audience with you. Now, you notice I probably didn't really mention one name, and that one name in particular was Valkyrie. Because Valkyrie, while being a super cool creator, I would not exactly call an FPS gamer. Her streaming style, at least in my opinion, although she plays games a lot, relies more in personality and variety.
I can burp on command. I can do it. They aren't real burps, though. It's like, it's okay.
You watch Valkyrie because you are a Valkyrie fan. That's kind of how that situation works. You know, you see Valkyrie streaming, you like Valkyrie, so you watch her content. I think with a lot of those FPS streamers, it maybe with the exception of the Doc, you go to watch them because you like watching Call of Duty. You like watching Warzone. You like watching Halo. So you go and watch those FPS streamers. Now you may go and like their personality along the way, but I think with somebody like Valkyrie, you start watching them more because of the personality and less because of the game. And I think Ludwig is one of those creators who you also start watching more because of their personality and less because of the games he plays. Ludwig is not known notoriously for one game. He's known for the Subathon. Although he does play Melee, he's known for the Subathon. Recently he's played Super Autopets the most, a free Steam game. So he isn't exactly boxed into this category. He's like a just chatting streamer. And he kind of showed that with his first YouTube stream when he, made the video, or he made the video on stream that was, I think it was called Chat Ask Me Anything, but if I don't answer, I get shot. So yeah.
Would you rather break up with Cutie or end your relationship with Sykuno? You don't get it. I love Cutie, all right? We've been dating for a few years. It's not like a fling or something that's going to end. It'll suck when I tell her I picked him, but it was great while it lasted.
That's the kind of creator he is. He makes game shows. He does stuff like that. He's a very different weapon for YouTube gaming, and a very unique one that I think could be powerful. Because this opens up the sphere in my mind that YouTube gaming is not just for gaming. Yes, PewDiePie has done some, videos of him reacting and stuff, but there are less mainstream people, streamers on YouTube gaming, not gaming. And Ludwig opens it up to be more of a streaming platform, I think. By opening up that variety, I think we'll see more people not gaming and more variety in there that makes Twitch successful go to YouTube gaming. Because if we go to Twitch right now, if I go to browse, and I look at categories and I go viewers high to low, highest right now is just chatting at 500,000 viewers. The closest is Fortnite at 300,000. That is a literal 200,000 difference. There is, it's a crazy difference. And I think that's honestly showing that it may not always be gaming. It's more in that difference in reacting and talking. And that's how, if YouTube gaming starts, getting that community, I think it could start to be very successful. Because Ludwig was someone, subscriber record, never thought would leave Twitch, and they got him to leave. And I'll say he has been super, super successful on the channel since he has streamed for YouTube gaming. The streams I've gotten, tuned into, he had 50,000 viewers on his first stream. A Mogo Money stream, which was Sykuno, Leslie, and Connor Eats Pants, he had the most concurrently he ever has had watching a Mogo Money, which is 80,000. He is doing insane numbers. Fwizz got a gem with this one. And yeah, if I go to his stats for his YouTube channel, since the announcement, he has gained about, he went from 2.1 million subs to 2.2 million subs. So, roughly about 100,000 subscribers. For video views, he started around 518, that might be a billion views, that's overall total views, I think. 518 million views. I really misjudged that. To 525 million views. He is doing incredible. His views are on the up and up, his subscribers are on the up and up. He's doing really well. Or at least he was until he got banned.
You want to see something kind of funny? It's my third day. It's my third day on YouTube, and I got banned from streaming. Which is funny. That's kind of funny, I am pretty sure the corporate overlords who own Baby Shark have an iron fist on YouTube.
Ludwig, on his third day on streaming of YouTube gaming, immediately got banned. He made all these jokes in his announcement video of being able to stream music on YouTube gaming and not having to worry because the DMCA laws on Twitch are very harsh. But there was one thing that he did not account for. And that one thing was Baby Shark. Baby Shark has very, very intense copyright laws. So Ludwig got flagged, like, immediately, and he was banned on his fourth day of streaming. Now, I actually think this was pretty successful for him, in the sense that Ludwig has always said himself that when a streamer gets banned, it's actually pretty huge. Because, you know, there's drama when he comes back. And, you know, makes it known that people, you know, it gets the name out, is what I'm trying to say. People are like, oh, Ludwig got banned? Ludwig got banned from YouTube gaming. Which doesn't happen that often. We hear about Twitch bans, but, you know, people don't often get banned from YouTube gaming. So, that's pretty funny. And I think that probably made him more successful, added some drama to the situation. But, you know, he got it handled and was able to stream again. But I do think that was very, very funny. So going back to Ludwig, another cool thing that happened with Ludwig is that after he got banned, after he got signed, you know, I think it was Fwizz, the head of YouTube Gaming, like, did a tweet out that, you know, oh, we signed Ludwig. And then CEO of YouTube, Susan, insert the CEO's name,
Warchitsky, shoot, that was late.
Tweeted out, like, retweeted Fwizz's tweet and was like, oh, great news, welcome Ludwig Ogren. Now, Ludwig, being, you know, the true, you know, the mogul moves man, the true networker that he is, responded with, want to come on my podcast. Now, this was very surprising to me, because Ludwig's podcast, I listened to it, is extremely vulgar. Extremely vulgar. So I just did not see this coming. But, you know, she didn't respond, so then he said, haha, it's cool, I'm super busy. Doubled down for it. Doubled down. And then Susan saw it and said, yes, that would be fun. I really do not know how that's going to work, because it's such a vulgar podcast, but if we do see it happen, we're going to see, you know, YouTube CEO in the room with Ludwig, Slime, you know, Eamon and Nick, and I just do not see that, not in a way that's not hilarious. Like, they're all going to have to, like, wear suits or something. It's going to be absolutely insane. But that was really funny. But here we go, overall. Yeah. Ludwig moved to Twitch. That was really cool. It was news I had to say because it was so crazy and major. Maybe we'll actually do a creator for once next week. Thank you guys.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
For listening, I don't know if we have any new reviews, but this the podcast Wrapped came out, and that was really cool for me. Spotify Wrapped, I got to see it, my podcast stats for it, for those of you who listen on Spotify. And I saw, you know, some cool stats. One of them that was, I was like 421 people's top podcast, which is just unbelievable, guys. I truly have no words to describe how awesome that is and how much I appreciate that. I almost stopped in my tracks when I saw it. I just think that's so amazing, and it makes my heart so warm. I also saw that I have like 25 ride or dies who have listened to, like, overall this year, like 971 minutes of me, which is just warms my heart as well. So shout out to you guys. I really appreciate you. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.